Mary Oliver is one of my favorite poets. She incorporates birds into a lot of her work, and her use of them is clearly informed by real experiences with birds. But I finally found something she wrote that I don't like, her poem, Crows. It reasonably calls them glossy and rowdy and indistinguishable, the deep muscle of the world. People often confuse the faces of other human beings, even though our skin, hair, and eyes come in different colors, shades, and shapes, and our bodies in different shapes and sizes. Crows, all of the same race, the exact same color, the exact same shape and size, can tell one another apart with no trouble, and can also recognize individual humans. Even crow researchers and rehabbers can't tell healthy, intact crows apart by appearance, except by weight or some subtle measurements. The amazing physical similarity of crows makes Mary Oliver's inability to tell them apart both human and understandable. But she draws from our lack of discernment a broader lesson. The poem also says, "From a single grain they have multiplied. When you look in the eyes of one, you have seen them all." I used to rehab birds, so I've looked into the eyes of not just one, but quite a few crows, and every single one of them had a unique mind and spirit. Betty, the New Caledonian crow who figured out how to create tools with wires to pull food out of long tubes, is a striking example of an individual crow with an amazing problem-solving intellect. Her mate also has an amazing problem-solving intellect. He figured out an entirely different way of getting food out of those tubes. He brings wires to Betty, lets her fashion the tools and get the food, and then he takes it from her. Two different crows are solving the exact same problem in entirely different but equally effective ways, but they still look so similar that without marking them to recognize them as individuals, researchers wouldn't have known that just one of them was creating the tools and the other was stealing the food. I don't know why so many of us assume birds are all the same. Maybe it's hard enough to try to tell apart the more than 9,800 species of birds found in the world. If we had to accept that the millions and millions of individuals of each and every one of those species were unique, that might be too much for our small imaginations to handle. It's very easy for humans to recognize the individual personality traits in individual dogs or cats. Discerning people can even distinguish the physical and personality differences between gerbils or hamsters. How can we possibly entertain the belief that crows, belonging to one of the most intelligent and adaptable species on the planet, could possibly be identical beneath that plumage? Interestingly, crows, the most human-like of birds, may share our propensity for prejudice. It's very difficult to ever get a rehabbed crow to recognize that at least some people are okay. But even though they may be prejudiced against all of us, with good reason, crows can recognize individual people and react much more loudly and angrily when encountering someone who has tampered with their nest or young than someone who hasn't. If someone arrived on Earth from another planet and was seeking out intelligent life forms, I wonder just which species they'd find the most fascinating. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.